Sam?
Yes.
You had your very important follow-up post-dental procedure appointment. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's been 4 months since I had my dental surgery.
Yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know this, it's because, and I'm not embarrassing you by saying this, you actually said this here, is that years of neglect, right?
Yes. I would say a decade of neglect. Oh. Honestly, when I went to the dentist for the first time last year, yeah. It was like, yeah, you haven't been here in 10 years. It was literally 10 years. And it showed. I mean,
supposed to go every 6 months.
I know. But dentist okay. is always for me. But you have the eye doctor, I have the dentist.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, after this experience, it's kind of changed because
right.
I love what they've done for my teeth.
Right.
Here. So anyway.
You had to have several.
For 4 months.
Replacements.
I had to eat soft foods.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I admit now that it's over with. I cheated a couple of times here and there.
Yeah.
But
not
hard. You know, not, you know.
Peanut brittle.
Peppermints or peanut brittle. No. Just, you know, a little crust on a bread, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But I went in yesterday. They did my 4 month checkup. And they told me, I wish every patient was as good as you.
Oh,
really? Wow.
I was like, hang on, let me get my phone to record this from
Jody.
Can you record that? Jody. Yeah, he said I was the model patient because as I was sitting there, you know, they do all the stuff they do, and then you're left with just your gums, no teeth in your mouth. And he goes, ooh. I was like, what? He goes, this looks amazing. Let me go get Dr. blah, blah, blah. They go get doctor. He comes in with his camera, 35 millimeter.
They're really?
Gonna, they're going to take pictures of
your gums?
Of my gums because it came out so wonderful. Not even the teeth, just the gums.
So they're proud of their work
and
your mouth healed up nicely.
Yeah, there was like 3 or 4 pictures and they're like, man, look, this is great.
Did he say why do some people just not follow the directions? Is that what happened?
I told him, I was like, I've been water picking. I've been doing all the stuff I'm supposed to do. Is that it? He goes, yeah, but it's also...
Water picking.
He said, but it's also, it's just that it healed as the way it's supposed to heal.
That's
nice.
Great.
Okay, that's
See?
Good.
So then I was like, eating that bread and other crusty things was okay.
I was so nervous for you for all of this. And look at you. You are the model patient for this.
Yeah. Now, coming up, got to tell you what I can't eat still and I shouldn't eat.
What?
And also the one thing that really freaked me out, and I don't ever want to see this again. Mm.
Okay, Sam, so after your follow-up appointment, after your big dental surgery yesterday, did you go eat pizza or burgers like we talked about?
Here's what happened. It's like, okay, now that we're done, tell me what I can and cannot do anymore.
Because your mouth starts watering.
Now that I'm done with the soft foods.
I don't know how you did that for 4 months, honestly.
Murphy would have cheated, too, on that.
I said, I'm assuming, you know, you don't want me crunching down on peppermints and hard candy. He goes, no, you should suck those. And I was like, ice? And he goes, ice? I wouldn't really eat it, but, you know, like Sonic ice, that you could probably get away
check.
With. The little
tiny
ice.
It's tiny.
Yeah, and they're, you know, easy to crack. He said, but otherwise, it's going to depend on the teeth themselves. He said, you could be eating anything, and if it's hard and you hit it the wrong way, it could do something
Loosen
to your
it?
Tooth. He says, you know, like, for example... A pizza crust.
That's the number one.
I was like, excuse me? Excuse me?
Because it's chewy and
the
twisty.
Outside of the pizza crust. He said if you get one that's crunchy or if like you reheat it and it gets a little too crunchy, he says it's
chewy.
It's like chewing on a hard candy. You could crack something or damage something.
So get some New York style pizza that you can bend easily.
On the way home after the dentist yesterday, I got on the app, Murphy.
Yeah.
Ordered my New York style pizza.
Oh, okay, good.
And it was delicious.
Yeah,
good. Did you eat the whole thing?
I ate everything but 3 slices. I was just like, oh, this is great. Oh, this is wonderful.
But was the crust thing in the back of your head the whole time that he told
and
you?
Yeah, and I bit on the crust, and it was a little too crunchy. And it's like, I'm not sure yet exactly where
Smart.
I'm going with that. So it's like,
Be
as
careful.
Much as it pained me, I left the crust there.
You've come too far.
Now, the one thing that really freaked me out, though, is when they took my teeth out to examine everything.
Mm-hmm.
I went to speak to the dentist that was there, and when I did, you know, when seniors have no teeth and it, like their lips kind of go in,
yes.
and they talk and it's weird.
Right,
that's what it was.
You couldn't talk.
I couldn't talk. It was like hey,
and
I could feel my lips, and it's like I'm not doing this again.
You know,
I quit talking until they put them back in.
It's because our teeth are part of the structure
oh, yeah.
of everything here in the mouth area.
And, yeah, and there are a lot of elderly people that actually do live like that, you know? Yes. But I hear what you're saying.
It's weird, and you don't want it to happen to you, trust me. Now, let's go back to the pizza. It was delicious. I bet.
Did you scream to the neighbors how good it was?
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Tom Brady is set to be the guest of honor at a Kevin Hart hosted roast.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
That's Tom Brady saying, I'm unroastable. That's the trailer that's airing now. Are you kidding me? When there are roasts, normally it's something that's, you know, you're in a room of people and they're roasting the heck out of you. And then it gets edited and then the public gets to see it. Yeah. This is happening live on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
really?
It's called The Roast of Tom Brady.
I'm sure there will be a lot of discussion ahead of time before they go live.
This is how they're saying, live, unedited roast of Tom by a panel of athletes, celebrities, and comedians. It's hosted by Kevin Hart, and it's a part of their Netflix is a Joke Fest.
Oh, yeah, the Comedy Fest is going to be going on.
Yeah, so it's going to be funny. I mean, everybody likes him, but... What a roast. Describe a roast.
A roast is where they poke fun at you. It's got truth to it.
Yeah.
May hurt, but everybody else laughs.
But you know what he's ripe for on that one, unfortunately?
Retiring
his comeback.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want them to hurt him.
Maybe Gronk will be one of the roasters, too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe so. So look for this live on Netflix May the 5th.
Jody's got a bonus Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Bonus Hollywood Outsider here, and we're going to get to my stories, but back to Tom Brady and the roast. I just want to say, you know, when I watched that trailer about that roast that they're doing live on Netflix for him, he's in regular clothing, you know, and he's walking. And it's like, that was the moment I realized I'm never going to see him in a football uniform again. It's a whole new sadness.
Well, you know what I mean? Saying. Look, at some point, like 20 years from now, you know what I mean? It's at some point, the football uniform is a mismatch.
I know,
no
but
disrespect,
not yet.
But
right
you know
now
what I'm saying?
Right, I don't want to see him in it 20 years from now. I want to see him in it still.
Well, it's
now.
Still fresh right now.
Well, it's fresh. I'm just saying the pain is fresh for me as a football fan.
Look, he's in good shape. He can still wear a shirt.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed. Okay, can we move on, shall we? From the live action movie, The Little Mermaid, we all got to know the actress, Halle Bailey.
Yeah.
Well, after she did this beautiful job and this beautiful role, and we all kind of got to know her, she sort of went away. She had a baby, a baby boy named Halo, and she has opened up this week on social about the reason she went away is that she has been dealing with some severe postpartum depression as a new mom. And she's a young mom. She's 24 years old, and she's just been really and she said, like, this has been like an unbelievable moments where you feel like you cannot come up for air, and that you feel like you're sometimes drowning. And she said, but you have to understand this. My boy is perfect and beautiful and special and it has nothing to do with him. And that is also correct. That's a whole other level of postpartum, though, because you're looking at this thing that you wanted, this beautiful baby, and you feel guilty for feeling bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the hormonal changes that affect the filters, right? The filters you see things through aren't real filters because it's the hormonal imbalance, right?
There's a hormonal imbalance. You're sleep deprived. You have this whole new, you see yourself differently as well. And you're in charge of this human being. It's a million things.
And your body just went through what it went through.
Right. And the hormones. Yeah. And sometimes you're in pain. You're doing a whole recovery from sometimes a major surgery as well. So hopefully we'll see her back again soon. She's super, super talented when she comes through this.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, has voted to ban non-compete agreements. You know what those are.
Mm-hmm.
And companies, if you leave or you are dismissed, if you have a non-compete, you can't go to another a competitor or start your own company
like 6 months
or a specific prescribed period of time. They voted to ban that completely. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says, hey, we're going to file a lawsuit to block this because you're overstepping your authority. The FTC says this affects 30 million people. Hmm. Number two, what causes distracted driving?
Phones.
You think phones. That's only number two on the list. The number one thing that causes distracted driving, we're now being told, is daydreaming. Most frequently, we start thinking about something else because there's always so much to think about.
Yes. How many times have you driven to work and not remembered how you got there?
Now, the phone... Exactly. Now, the phone is high on the list, but daydreaming is number one.
Do it all the time.
So look out. I guess work on your mind. And number three, May 4th is coming, National Star Wars Day. But early this year, a little treat, TruMoo, that milk brand, they partnered with Lucasfilm. You told us about this, Sam, the food dude. Blue milk.
Yeah, from the first Star Wars.
You can get blue milk now at Target, Walmart. From some DoorDash orders, you can get it. It's vanilla-flavored, low-fat milk while supplies last until July.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Cody, you told us about this in Three Things to Know, but Taylor Swift has a deal with Amazon Music where she has gone on for the Tortured Poets Department, her new album.
Yeah.
And she's five of the songs on the album. She's actually broken down what this whole song is about, like Fortnite. And
for instead of the Swifties having to say what this is.
She usually doesn't do this kind of thing.
No.
And she doesn't name names in this, but she explains the whole origin of Fortnite.
Fortnite, I've always imagined that it took place in this, like, American town where the American dream you thought would happen to you didn't, right? You ended up not with the person that you loved, and now you have to just live with that every day.
Very cool. And you tell Alexa to do this.
You say, Alexa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You say, her name.
Her name.
I'm a member of the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, and it'll get it.
Wow,
okay. Yeah.
And if you listen to the album, you know, straight through, it'll play the, you know, her introduction, and then it'll play Fortnite. And then she also has one for this song, Florida. I need to forget, so take me to Florida. And that's the one she does with Florence and the Machine. Here she explains
what happens when your life doesn't fit or your choices you've made catch up to you, and there's just, you're surrounded by these harsh consequences and judgment, and circumstances did not lead you to where you thought you would be, and you just want to escape from everything you've ever known. Is there a place you could go?
Yeah, Florida.
That is so funny and different. Cool. No artist has done that.
The explanations are about a minute long, so grab that if you can.
Super cool.
Moving on to Madonna. She's being sued again. Once again, for total disrespect of her fans by being late for two shows in D.C. back in December.
How long?
This was an 8:30 concert. She showed up at 10:40. And the folks that filed the suit say, hey, this is not about unhappy fans who don't want to stay up late. Instead, it's about reasonable, responsible people who had commitments to babysitters, work, getting vehicles out of parking lots that closed at midnight, etc. She tried to shut down the other one that's going on in New York, and it hasn't. So now she's got two lawsuits coming after her.
So disrespectful to do that to your fans.
Yeah. And
2 hours.
Celine Dion, you know, she has the Prime special coming up. I Am Celine Dion, June 25th. It was lost long ago, but it's all. She's doing some interviews right now, getting ready for it. She told Vogue France that 5 days a week she undergoes athletic, physical, and vocal therapy for her stiff person syndrome.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next from our Instagram and Facebook pages, Trisha has something in common with you in single life, Sam.
Social Media Connect.
Search for us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We like to connect with you there. We're going to get to overnight oats. And by the way, I'm trying to not make them every day, but did you like them this morning, Murph? We haven't talked about it yet.
Do I need to be honest?
Or
Yes.
I can handle it.
Or do I?
I've been cooking for you for 25 years. Bring it.
They weren't bad. You tried it with Greek yogurt this time.
Yeah, I liked it better.
I still think. Oh, did you really?
Uh-huh.
See, to me, it needed a little sweetener, but I still like the oat milk version better.
Okay.
It just works. It's not bad.
Wild oats, man.
No, I'm really.
Got it.
What I think is cool, though, you're experimenting. You've created something fun that you didn't even realize every morning, though. Anybody could do this. It's like a surprise. It's
Are
like a
kidding?
New thing, you know?
I really like them.
You do that for kids going to school, you know?
I don't want to do them all the time because they won't be special anymore.
Right.
But we're playing with it right now with dark chocolate almond milk.
Oh.
It's like chocolate oats.
Wow.
They're incredible.
Yum.
Okay, so Cheryl regarding this says on our Facebook page, I don't know how you made your overnight oats, but I'll tell you an easy thing. Mix them into yogurt and add fresh fruit, no milk. So she's saying no oat milk. If you want them really creamy, just use yogurt only.
Which is the way that you did it? Or no, you added the almond milk to it.
My recipe is on our Facebook page. My current recipe. It's a half a cup of oats, a half a cup of dark chocolate almond milk, and about a tablespoon of yogurt. And that's what you ate.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that explains it then, because the only thing about the almond milk, it doesn't seem quite flavorful enough. But I've done the yogurt with the oats before as a dessert.
Moving on from our Instagram, this came in from Trisha regarding Single Sam. We were talking about you loving single life.
Yes.
But I was surprised to hear you say one negative-ish thing recently.
You don't have a person to share things with.
Like a laugh.
Watching a comedy special or, you know, snuggling up on the couch to watch a rom-com.
She says, hey, guys, I'm the one that called about being grateful for mental health being a common topic now. Yeah. We spoke to her the other day. I also am a fellow relationship survivor and understand, Sam, about missing the opportunity to share a funny moment.
Yeah.
You can still do that with close friends, though, right?
And Gus.
Your dog,
you can still text Murph, which I know you do.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Thank you, Trisha and Cheryl. Keep it coming anytime.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
And another cast member of Wednesday Season 2 on Netflix. It's a long-awaited return. This first season was one of the most watched shows in Netflix history. And did you catch that it was nominated for 12 Emmys and it won 4 Emmys?
It surprised me. I'm not an Adams Family fan, but watching it, they put a different enough spin on it that it's like, now it's interesting.
Right. Story never has to end or be in a box. And it's more about her. And supposedly it's like a horror comedy that sort of feels like a Harry Potter situation because she's
it's kind of like a Beetlejuice thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny but scary.
Nevermore Academy. We know that Steve Buscemi was announced.
Yeah.
He'll be playing the new principal at Nevermore Academy. Well, now Thandie Newton has been announced to be a part of it. You know, she's a part of Westworld. She's done a lot. She's fabulous. Nobody knows exactly what she's going to, you know, no plot details, really.
Right.
But she's a part of it, and she's been seen on the set. Some other, I guess, from the world of scary classics. Remember the movie and the story, Sleepy Hollow?
A horseman came for love of carnage.
That was one of the first scary things I ever remember as a kid. Right, so Sleepy Hollow, the last time we had a movie, it was Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a minute. The word is, it's another imagining of this. A reboot is in the works. Nobody's attached yet, but hey, always scary.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Food News on the way next, and we need your help to solve a food mystery.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
Well, round up Shaggy and Scooby. We got a mystery to solve.
What's that, Sam?
Doritos, new flavor.
Mystery flavor.
Flamin' hot mystery flavor.
See, I'd be scared. It's flaming hot, and I have no idea, and it's a mystery flavor.
That's honest.
True.
A lot of men wouldn't admit being scared of a mystery flavor.
Well, I steer clear of all flaming hot because I can't handle any of them.
I know, guys.
Some of the snack and the foodie guys I follow say that this flavor is going to be polarizing.
Of course.
They know what it is already.
Okay.
And it's polarizing, so I don't know what that is. Maybe hot and sweet. Who knows?
Yeah.
Here's
either love it or hate it is what it means.
Another flavor for you, Lay's Salsa Fresca. It was out a few years ago, and it's back.
It's good.
At Wally World only right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Walmart.
You say Wally World.
Walmart, yeah.
Thanks.
And not in vacation.
Those are delicious.
I've told you about the Sprite Chill drink that's coming out in Sprite Jill Zero. Sprite Chill Zero.
Yeah.
And it's got a little hint of cherry in it. Well, now, this is really cool if it works. Through a proprietary blend of cooling agents in the liquid, it will get colder with every sip.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So as you drink the chemicals...
Well,
it gets colder.
A cooling agent must be like a peppermint oil. I'm thinking things through here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I'll need you, Sam, to be the one to test it because you're the ultimate doubter.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, this is not possible. And so, like, is it playing a mind trick on you that it's getting cooler?
That's what Murphy said, probably.
It could be.
They're not going to do any chemical, well, it's really getting colder. No, it's just you're going to have that peppermint. Ooh,
feel.
It is getting cooler.
Peppermint feels hot to me, not cool, but okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to drink cold water after having peppermint in your mouth?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Horrible. That's Sprite chill right there. We're a little cherry at it.
You guys figured out the mystery. Good
and,
for you.
And the folks at the bagel company, Thomas Bagels, you know, they make everything bagels.
Love them.
They also make everything bagel seasoning.
Yes.
Guys, what else can we do? How about everything bagel bread?
Ooh,
okay.
That'd be a loaf of bread, and the top is going to have that everything bagel seasoning.
That's one of my favorite seasonings. I love that seasoning so much.
When we have the everything bagels, Murphy sprinkles more everything bagel on top of the everything bagel.
Yeah.
He's everything extra.
That sounds like.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, Saturday, make your plans, is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. I remember the first time I realized this was happening. I thought, what a great idea and easy to carry out. So this is for you, for us all, to be able to safely dispose of any prescription drugs that are no longer needed so that you can keep these things from being misused. And it's a day of education about drug abuse. If you want to find out where you can drop off, the Department of Justice has everybody on their website. Or check with your local pharmacy. That's the best.
Yes.
Number two, you're going to love this. The National Weather Service has added magenta to the heat index.
I saw that. Oh, magenta. I thought it was purple.
Now you have that colorblind thing going on. It's the National Weather Service and CDC adding that color. So the alert system is green, yellow, orange, and then red to indicate how bad the heat is for our health.
Yeah.
Okay. So red is always used for the top hottest days, but magenta is even worse, meaning rare, long, and extreme heat with no relief. A lot like we felt last summer, and we don't know if we'll need magenta this year or not yet.
We will.
And number three, we are in the middle of a stretch of palindrome dates. Today's being really cool.
Yes.
42424, meaning it's the same number read forwards and backwards.
Yes.
We also enjoy Taco Cat as a great palindrome. Race car is another one.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good luck, by the way, according to the Farmer's Almanac.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Check out the After the Show podcast the other day where you get to find out the Murphy, Sam, and Jody secrets, like how we first came together, Murphy and Jody's first date, etc. And I have a question about that.
Sam.
Murphy was kind of like, I don't remember this and I don't remember that. And
I remember everything.
You remember everything. And that struck me as an overall man versus woman kind of thing, because when Murphy said he didn't remember, it's like,
I didn't remember the specifics.
I'm in the same boat, though, because a lot of times it's like, how big was Sammy when he was born? And it's like, ask Sammy's mom. She can tell you the exact length, weight, time, da-da-da-da-da. It's like,
men and women are different
it's not that
in
I don't
brain.
Care.
Of course not.
I mean, I would like to know those little things, but it's like, those things never stick in my head.
Well, first of all, don't let your head tell you a story that you don't care because you don't remember that.
Yeah, I've actually learned that the benefit of that is it's really exciting when the other person tells you the story.
Big? Wow!
I know, I don't remember, but man, this is cool. Tell me more.
We're just so very different. We're just so very different, and you do need to accept it if your partner doesn't specifically remember things. It doesn't mean that they don't care.
I'm glad that you actually do really truly feel that way.
Yeah,
because I was really starting to feel bad.
It's a fact.
So you remember where we ate? You remember me the first time I asked you out? That wasn't really asking you out. You remember the first kiss?
The specifics
of it meant
a lot to me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they didn't mean a lot to you. It's just not something that sticks in your brain. I just believe you're made differently, and brain and memory and retention. Mm-hmm. You save it for other things. Correct?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I don't beat myself up for not remembering all of those details, because I know somebody does, and you know it doesn't come up that often.
Right.
But it's like, dude, that was your kids. Don't you remember how big they were?
Yeah, when it's something sentimental like that, it's like an extra pressure.
Excuse me, I had two kids. They came out of my body, and I don't remember the birth weights. I'm not going to let
What kind of mother are you?
I'm not going to let that story play in my head, Sam. So no guilt, correct? Except that Murphy called his lunches with you epic and not the ones with me he didn't remember.
Well, yours were awesome.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody's got your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, Willow is jumping in. What a cool name, by the way. 877-310-4MSJ about a cool psychological thriller. Join the conversation anytime. We mean it. 877-310-4MSJ.
Hi, Willow.
Hi.
What's up?
So, I was just calling in regarding, you're talking about the documentary about Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
Yeah, it's called Feud.
Because I heard Baby, I was just like, wait a minute, because I watched that movie.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, when?
So, I was younger. I was like, just a couple years ago. And it actually freaked me out because it's like very psychological.
It is. It's a horror movie and a psychological movie, and it had these two leading ladies, and for its time, there was nothing else like it.
Yeah, basically. It was like a little bit weird.
So look, if you like the movie.
I heard that because I've always remembered it.
So here's what's up then. It's an anthology series called Feud. And this is the second season. It's called Feud, Bette and Joan. And it's the backstory of that movie being made and these women and how they did not get along.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And interesting.
But how much of it was real and how much of it was Hollywood sort of pitting them against each other. Yeah. And I will not answer that for you. You should watch it. You know, there's all kinds of behind the scenes stuff about the movie.
That's really interesting. Have you seen it?
Yes. I just finished watching it the other day. It is good.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate you listening. You call us anytime, Willow.
Of course.
You know, that reminds me, there are so many of those older movies that are psychological thrillers that...
Yeah, from that time.
I would want to go back and watch Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, just to remember.
Yeah.
Well, I know now because I saw the documentary, I never saw the movie.
But wouldn't it be fun to watch the movie now?
It might be. But I will say this, there's so much, like, if this anthology series is to be believed. It's fascinating to me that these women, once they got on the set, they were the stars of it. They went into their little separate rooms and did their own makeup.
Oh.
Yeah. They did their own makeup. In fact, Bette Davis came up with the white face, like she clown faced herself up to make herself even scarier.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's Jessica Lange playing Joan Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even recognize her. And then it's Susan Sarandon playing Bette Davis. And you do recognize Susan Sarandon. She's so specific.
Jody's got your Hollywood Outsider next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
You know how much I love Nicole Kidman. I always have from jump. I thought she was so special. You're going to see a lot about her right now on social media. And then she married Keith Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart almost exploded. Okay, so why is it a big week for her? Nicole Kidman is set to receive this weekend the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
She's been acting since she was 14 years old. Her first, break in Hollywood came in 1989 for a movie called Dead Calm. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Then, of course, Moulin Rouge and The Others and The Hours.
Moulin Rouge.
My life has been stolen from me.
Virginia, you have an obligation to your own sanity.
I am attended by doctors.
She won an Academy Award for that, by the way. She's 56 years old, and she's getting that Life Achievement Award on Saturday at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, look, really? I thought it would be in an AMC theater.
That's some of her best work.
Seems
right
fitting,
those things,
huh?
Like begging us to come back into the theaters, and I'm thinking, if she says it, we want to do it.
Yeah.
Here's a fun story. Americans, if we could choose a celebrity president, who do you think is at the top of the list? Of course, the name Tom Hanks is up there. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Oprah gets some nods, but the number one choice, if we could choose a celebrity president, it's Denzel.
To be truly effective, a good narcotics agent must know and love narcotics. In fact,
I tell you, he wouldn't put up with anything.
Check that box. Vacation time is coming for many of us. If you're lucky, you get a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very common thing that we are already thinking of our next vacation when we're on vacation. Did you know that? And
it's a cool thing to do. It gives you something to look forward to, especially when you're at the end of a vacation that you've loved. And then
if you think you're the only person that feels that way, let's just say you're doing 4 days. Let's say you're doing 4 days at the beach. When you arrive, there's this magical feeling.
Yeah.
And then as the days go on, you start to
dread having to leave. I still have 2 days.
Oh, man, we're leaving tomorrow.
We have a friend who they vacationed a lot at the beach with their family, with their kids when the kids were little. And he would say that my wife already starts dreading leaving the first night we're there. And he, to him, that was like a,
wow.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah,
like, try
focus
but
on
it's
the
just,
moment. Yeah.
I guess, you know, it is important to have something to look forward to. So if you are already sort of talking about planning, it's an emotional roller coaster of vacation. You need it. We all need them. It doesn't matter if you just do a staycation or you just do something easy or as inexpensive as you can do, or if it's the biggest thing you've ever.
Yeah, you work hard, you take
them.
A break.
You have to reset.
Yeah.
One thing that is a trend in vacations, which I think is so cool and interesting, is not all of the events and all of the, you know, National Lampoon's overscheduling and doing as much fun, but people are taking chill vacations, sleeping vacations. Like you want to go somewhere and completely change the vibe and pace of your life.
Yeah.
Sleep more. Sleep late.
Couldn't you do that cheaper at home?
You could.
Okay.
But what's the mindset when you're at home is
I'm at
there's
home.
Stuff to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my parents were like totally that way, Jody, because vacation, the only thing that was scheduled was the place we were staying. In fact, my mother really didn't want to do anything else.
And
if it was like, we're here on for vacation, we're not going to go do that. It's, you know.
And you couldn't understand that.
Getting our money's worth of the condo. All right, Mom, I understand.
You were a kid. Yeah. And she wanted to just sit and do whatever at the condo down on the beach.
Yep, that's exactly what she
wanted.
That's
the funny thing about it. So just so you know, if you are already planning it and while you're there planning the next one, you're normal.